Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Allah charges no soul except to its capacity. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Most Merciful, the All-Powerful, who has encouraged us to adopt the way of balance, ease, and moderation in our affairs. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the one who is alone without any partner. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his servant and messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to observe the taqwa of Allah, for it is the path to true contentment and success. As Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And whoever has taqwa of Allah, he will make for him of his matter yusra, ease. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran by saying, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah charges no soul except to its capacity. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not cause a soul to be tasked with more than it can bear. And so our souls, were we to follow the way of religion in the way that it's intended, will never be constricted with difficulty or fatigue. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gentleness and his lutf, his subtle clemency towards us, and his generosity towards us. For he is the one who is merciful to his slaves, and he facilitates for them things in their religion in a manner of ease. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship. Elsewhere Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. And Allah wants to lighten for you your difficulties. So brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not task us with deeds that are beyond what we can bear. And what this means is that every command to worship takes this implicit understanding in account. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ مَا تُطِيقُونَ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ. Do good deeds within your capacity. And for this reason, we understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, as an example, whenever he was given between two affairs and he had a choice between them, then he would always choose the easier of them, as long as such a choice was not blameworthy or neglecting an obligation. And so the believers should be the one who adopts this way. And we should not go to extremes. And we should not task ourselves with something which eventually becomes too hard for us to persist upon or bear. And likewise, we should not task others around us. For this was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Slaves of Allah, indeed, the way of seeking balance and moderation, being balanced in our affairs, also pertains to how we spend and our income. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِقَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطَ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. And do not make your hand as chained to your neck, nor extend it completely and thereby become blamed and insolvent. So in this advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advice for us to not go to either extreme, to not be excessive in our expenditure, and to nor be stingy in how we use our money. This, of course, pertains to all of the things that we partake of in this world. So it includes even food and drink, clothes, vehicles, our forms of transport. For in all of these things, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَالْبَسُوا وَتَصَدَّقُوا فِغَيْرِ إِسْرَافٍ وَلَا مَخِيلَ. He said, eat, give charity, and clothe yourselves without being extravagant and without showing off. So brothers and sisters, there are glad tidings for those who adopt this way for they are in the company of the one who is the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And they are those who, when they spend, do not do so excessively or sparingly, but are ever between that, قَوَامًا, justly moderate. In other words, the way of the believers is the way of the middle path, moderation, not going to excesses. And the one who ends up showing off often or goes to excesses for the very means of, or this purpose of demonstrating that they can display that they have luxury or ostentation, these are the ones who are upon falsehood, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he said to the nearest meaning, the one who boasts of receiving what he has not been given is like him who has put on the two garments of falsehood. Indeed, brothers and sisters, the blessed Muslim family is a family that is firmly upon ease and facilitation. And this is a family that each of the members of that family are trying to make things easy for each other. And from that comes the very inception of marriage itself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna min yumni al-mar'ati taysir khitbatiha wa taysir sadaqiha." Indeed, from the facilitation of ease for a woman is facilitating her marriage with ease, and facilitating ease or making things easy when it comes to her dowry. This means not creating impediments, not creating impossible criterion, not making these aspects so difficult that our sisters and our daughters find it difficult to get married. And so, brothers and sisters, this also extends beyond the inception of marriage to marital life itself, in that the spouses are there to help each other, to be mutual pillars of support for each other. And so when a person finds that, then he recognizes that he's only following the way of Islam. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-hadyu salih wa samtu salih wal iqtisad juz'un min khamsatin wa 20 juz'an min an-nubuwah." He said, good demeanor, dignified good bearing, and moderation in our affairs are 25th parts of prophecy. In other words, this is the following of what it means to be following the way of the prophets. And so when we find in our marital lives, we find this balance, then we should recognize that this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rida and His placing this sakina and contentment in our hearts. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And of His signs is that He's created for you from yourselves spouses, that you may find tranquility in them. And He's placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who reflect. So brothers and sisters, we need to be the people who reflect. And we need to be people who take it easy on our family members. One of the things that we advise to abstain from to the best of our ability is to avoid debt or being indebted in a way that we are never sure if we can pay off this debt. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tukhifu anfusakum ba'da amniha." Do not cause yourself to be in a state of anxiety or fearful after you were once in security. And the companion said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, how could this be?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to a deen, being indebted in a way that you feel or you're unsure as to how you pay off a debt. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He protect us from this nature of being indebted, and that He make us people of mercy and affection to those around us. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end to this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.